Get ready, gals. Today I have three simple questions for you. That's right, just three simple questions. Hello, gals, and welcome to Sobriety Snippets for Ambitious Women Over 40. We're helping you quit drinking with confidence, build unshakable self-trust, and lead a life that turns heads in business, health, and beyond. I'm Becca Jacobson, and it is snippet time. If you're new here in Snippet Land, oh my dear, what a day it is for you. You found us, and that means your drinking will never be the same. In fact, my goal is to ruin your drinking for you forever. You will never enjoy another buzz. That's my goal. Ever since I listened to the snippets, I just don't enjoy drinking anymore. I'm still drinking, but I'm not enjoying it. That's the first step. The second step is, I'm not enjoying it and now I'm quitting. And the third step is, I'm not enjoying it. I'm tired of failing and I'm getting help and I've quit or something like that. But seriously, I really do hope I can ruin your fun. That's what I want to do. I want to ruin your drinking fun because the fact of the matter is, gals, it's not fun. It's habitual now. It's out of control. You're not even enjoying it. You're drinking against your own will. You're like, why am I doing this? I don't even enjoy the feeling anymore. And yet you're still doing it. And I'm going to take that to the next level for you and make it even less enjoyable. You ready? You know where I got that from? I'll admit it. I got that from the 12-step program I was exposed to for 20 years in my early days. And I would hear people say that. AA ruined my buzz. Every time I drink, I feel so guilty now because I was going to the meetings and I can hear all their voices and I'm feel guilty drinking. Well, I guess now it's my turn. Next time you drink, I want you to hear my voice in your head saying, you don't have to be drinking. And then you're going to feel guilty. And then you're going to think, I got to stop doing this. So that's my goal. Ruin your buzz once and for all and forever. But gals, maybe I should get to the point. Today, I'm here to ask you three simple questions. Yep, three simple questions. Question number one, what was your relationship with alcohol like 7 days ago? 1 week. 1 week ago, what was your relationship with alcohol like? So just give that a thought. Was it the same as today or was it different in some way? So think about that for a beat. Question number two, if you don't do anything different, what do you think your relationship with alcohol will be like in 1 week from now? And question number three, I'm sure you can guess what it is. What would you like your relationship with alcohol to be like a week from now? Seeing as how in all likelihood your answer to question number one was, it was question number one being, what was your relationship like with alcohol a week ago? I'm guessing the answer was the same as it is today. And so question number three, what would you like your relationship with alcohol to be like 1 week from now? And if the answer to that is different, completely different, I want to have a handle on it. Maybe you want to quit, maybe just different, in some way different and not just progressing on and on and on. Let me tell you why I'm asking you this question. Because the fact of the matter is, gals, that in 1 week, you can experience massive, massive change, a massive shift in not just your drinking, but your life. And here's what made me think of this today. I recently met with my clients. We have a once a week group coaching session. I also do one-on-one. This was during a group coaching session. And one of my newer clients who's been with me 1 month said something that sparked this snippet. In fact, most of the snippets are sparked by something clients said or you said or women I've spoken to said or from my own life. This is all about experience here. We're not guessing. We've been there, okay? So anyway, this new client, 1 month she's been with me, and she actually pointed out that what surprised her the most was how much things changed in just 1 week. Just 1 week. Now, I'm not really surprised, but she is, and that's good. And I want you to know that. So first of all, what changes? Well, obviously, if you put down the bottle and you get some help in that first week, you're going to start feeling better physically. Obviously, you're going to feel better physically because we immediately feel better physically. The second thing is that you're going to feel better emotionally because you are going to feel safer because you've gotten help, finally gotten the help you need to get over alcohol. So even though 1 week is the bare beginning of a lifelong journey to becoming the woman you know that you can become, evolving to the highest level of yourself, that never ends. There's no end point for that. We're always growing, right? So 1 week is, yeah, only a week. But even in that week, amazing shifts can happen. Now, here's the sad part, gals. That week could take you 10 years or 5 years or 1 year or 20 years or 6 months. That week could take a lifetime because if we never start that week, we never get that week. My first week of sobriety took 32 years. Oh, I tried. Let me tell you, I tried. I quit many times over the years, but I never got the proper help, mainly because I couldn't find it. I couldn't find it. There was nothing out there like what I've got here, but that we spoke about earlier this week, so I'll leave that aside. But because I couldn't find the help, I was determined to do it alone, and that never works. And so even though I was trying, I was failing. And so I wasn't getting a week where I feel better. I was getting nothing but endless frustration. I'm going to try again and fail and try again and fail and try again and fail. Where would you like to be 1 week from now? You could be either where you are right now today, only actually slightly worse because we can't stand still, remember? We're either moving forward or we're sliding backwards. There's no standing still. Change is the one constant in this universe. So you could either be there, right where you are, only a little bit worse, or you could try quitting today all by yourself and fail, and a week from now be really depressed because you failed again. Or you could finally get the help you need and feel like amazing. I'm always flabbergasted as to why we wait. And I am not laughing at you. I am so not laughing at you. When I tell you that I waited over 30 years, I ain't lying, babe. I'm not lying. I just couldn't wrap my head around the thing. And I was convinced I could do it. And I want you to know you can't. If you could, you'd have done it by now. Now, I'm not saying you can't give up alcohol for a week. Oh, I'm sure you can. Maybe a month, maybe 6 months, maybe you have. Maybe you have given up for years before, but have you ever exchanged the alcohol for growth that is so deep and so fulfilling that you barely recognize yourself? Because that's what I'm talking about here. I am not talking about putting down alcohol. I'm talking about discovering who you are, reigniting the joy inside of you, finding out who you are and becoming the woman you were meant to be. She's there. She's waiting. And that kind of shift only happens when we put our heart, our whole heart and soul into it and commit to transforming. And over the last 5 years, I have learned how to do that for you. I know how to do it for you. And so that's why this woman in the group session said, I'm just amazed at how much difference there is in just 1 week, let alone a month. One of the things she was specifically talking about was the ability to sit still, sit quietly with herself without numbing. She's a professional woman, a successful woman. She also knows that she needs to look after herself. So she took up jogging. She's a jogger. But jogging as your only self-care will not do. It will not do. We must be willing to face ourselves. And that's not hard. One of the things I think we expect is that when we turn to face ourselves, we're going to see horror. We're going to see pain. We're going to see the past and it's going to feel horrible. We're going to remember trauma. Definitely. We do have to face those things, but it's not as difficult as you think. I teach emotional releasing, in other words, letting go. I show you how to do it. I show you how to heal those emotional wounds that you've been carrying around for years, decades in some cases. It is not a painful operation. It just requires a bit of willingness and courage and the right guidance, of course. But I just want to ask you again, where do you want to be in 7 days? And will that first week take you a week or a year or 10 years? 1 week from now, you can be hearing my voice for the snippet that you will hear 1 week from now. And you could be exactly where you are, or you could be hearing my voice as I speak to you and congratulate you on your first week of sobriety and nod and smile and love you as you say, wow, I did a week and it was not that difficult. By the way, and I said this already, but let me just repeat, I'm not just talking about not drinking for a week. You can do that. Oh my God, anyone can go a week without alcohol. This is so not about that. We want way more than that. So I don't know about you, but 40 plus, you're 40 plus, maybe you're 50 plus, maybe you're 60 plus, wherever you are, do you have any time to spare? Do you have any more time to waste? Non-renewable time, your life. That's what I'm asking you about. Listen, gals, if this one hit home, I hope it hurt a little. I really do. I really do. I mean that seriously, because I want you to stop and I want you to start living. And that's why this Friday, in other words, tomorrow, June 20th, I am doing a 3-day intensive called the Unstuck Intensive. A 3 days with me, tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday, June 20, 21, and 22, on Zoom, live, not recorded, live with me. I'm going to walk you through sobriety, identity, and leadership, and a whole lot more. In those 3 days, I'm going to show you why it feels so damn good to do this. This is not a baby steps workshop. This is not a beginner's workshop. This is for women who are done pretending and ready to start living their lives. And that's why I'm saying to you today, forget about a week from now. Where would you like to be in 3 days from now? Come Sunday, your life will have shifted. We go in together into the Unstuck Intensive. Me, you, and other women just like you. We go in on Friday. We come out on Sunday, and you're looking around at a completely different person. And then we keep going. I'm going to show you how. If this is resonating, go to the show notes, tap the link, let me know you're coming, and I'll see you there, and we'll stop wasting your precious time. Thanks for popping in. Be sure to come back tomorrow so we can keep your head on straight. Sending you buckets of love.